Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the superintendent from the Tawas Area School District, Jeff Hutchison. How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, Kevin. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on the program. Busy time for you at this time of year, right?
Absolutely. School's open. We're off to a great start this year. All the sports teams are in full swing and doing very well, and academically, we've just had a phenomenal year at Tawas Area, scoring very well in all the state rankings and state assessments and things. So we need to keep, with a long tradition of success and excellence that we've had, we need to keep working in that direction, and we're off to a great start.
And you really have had that. You know, you look at the numbers from, you know, all the testing and the scores and that, you guys have a facility and a faculty really to be proud of, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's absolutely a community effort in this case. The teachers do an outstanding job, the administration, Board of Education, but certainly it all starts with the kids and the families that we have and the support that we get from our families and the expectations that they have for us and we in turn have for ourselves.
Right. Well, that's kind of where we're going to lead with this, because in order to kind of keep that momentum going like that, this bond proposal that's coming up on November 4th really will help you not only at that level, but propel even farther, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a great opportunity as a school and as a community, I think, Kevin, moving forward to put ourselves in a great situation long term. We've had a long tradition of academic success and athletic success, and I think we've got an opportunity right now to make some long term commitments and changes to our facilities, which will help us for years to come.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the bond proposal. I know people are hearing about it, but you know, sometimes they just hear the words bond proposal and they tune out right there. But let's talk about some of the nuts and bolts that are a part of this bond proposal.
The third that makes it a unique opportunity, Kevin, is that with this past summer, 2014 summer tax collection, the taxpayers have paid their final bill, if you will, on although the check hasn't been written yet for the bond, but it'll be paid off with that summer's tax collection.
Okay.
That'll be coming off then the taxpayers' bill, if you will. And really what we've got is a situation where this is a new bond proposal, but it's going to feel like a renewal if it were to pass. It's set for the same amount, and that was done by design. Bonds are very difficult to pass in this day and age with
right.
the economy and so many people in our area, especially on fixed incomes and things like that, and others, you know, working hard to make ends meet, obviously. It's very difficult to pass a tax increase, but this, again, would be sort of tax neutral, if you will, going forward. But the plan in general is to pass the bond, which would allow us then to close the middle school. The middle school is our building that's down on Plank Road, where Plank Road turns into Second.
Mm-hmm.
In Tawas City, near the soccer fields, and that's an old building, and it's in need of a lot of repairs and renovations and upgrades. We have several needs around the district and things. We do a good job, I believe, with our building. Our maintenance staff is super that way, and we have a sinking fund to help support us too. But in this situation, that building has served this community very well over the years, and I think is well kept, but it is in need of significant repairs. Estimated about $3 million worth of repairs in upgrades and renovations and things. So in lieu of that, we also, I guess I'll add to that, we have also several, because of declining enrollment over the years, although we've recently stabilized, we have mm-hmm. several empty buildings in both the high school and the middle school. And we think it's smart for our district to close that building and consolidate. And bringing the students then, the middle school serves students grades 5, 6, and 7 for Tawas Area.
Okay.
We'd bring those students, approximately 300 children, over to what's currently the high school and make that a 5-12 building.
Okay.
That's been a 7-12 in the past, but we'd look to make it a 5-12. To do that, we do need to put some renovations and improvements there and certainly some additions as well. Some of those additions would include a new gymnasium. You know, complete with an entrance off the side that would be to the south of the current library, if you're familiar with the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we would put it in that area, being able to utilize the parking that exists already right there for games and things. That new gymnasium would be middle school students, during the day for gym class, but it would also then serve as the varsity gym and the game gym in the evenings and things like that. That's part of the facility that we would have to have. We would also have a net gain of about 5 classrooms with many renovations. There'd be an addition on the west end of the building, sort of be the northwest wing, if you will. If you were to be on 55 looking at the school, it'd be to your far right. An addition out there of 4 classrooms. And we've got some other renovations within the building, moving things around. We would relocate the library, put a small addition on the inside of the courtyard to expand the library, or we call it a media center now.
Mm-hmm.
And another addition would go on the front of the building where the current high school office is. We would extend that and go north out toward the flagpole is what we would do, and make that an entrance that would have on the right-hand side the high school office, on the left-hand side the middle school office. And we would have counseling and high school office both centrally located right there, allowing us also to put in a safer, secure entrance, which is very valuable. And I can speak more to what we mean by that.
I was just going to say, you know, it sounds like a lot already, but this is a three-pronged effort here. And the next big part of this is better security, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the big benefits that we have. There's three areas, as you said. You know, one is it's going to make our district more efficient, and mm-hmm. and it's also going to improve instruction, which is already very good at Tawas area. But the third area, and not necessarily importance that way, but the third one that we've mentioned there would be the student security piece. Last January, we had the good fortune through our sinking fund to add this at Clara Boland Elementary, and at that time I was the principal there. It's an outstanding feature that adds another level of security for our children, and obviously we all hear about the tragedies and things that happen on TV and radio and things like that happen from time to time across the country.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that, heaven forbid, never happens in Tawas, but there's other advantages to that as well. This is an area to help with that. It also helps with, we have situations with students that may have restrictions for one parent or the other to come into the building and things. And, you know, we see that in our society today, and that's really a bigger problem than you might
right.
think. And that gives an extra layer of security is in that area as well. And even just interruptions to the classrooms, where parents with the best of intentions and they're wonderful people coming in and delivering cupcakes or wanting to have a parent-teacher conference in the middle of a class. And
right.
Although we certainly welcome parents to come into the building often and regular and we really look to build those communication opportunities, there is a time and a place for it. And you know, we don't need an interruption to the middle of the class. So I think that all benefits. It's just smart and good planning on our part to be proactive and know who's in the school during the school day. So with these types of entrances, what you have is, it's open to come and go like you always did and hopefully always will, both
right.
before school and after school. From, you know, before 8 and after 3, you come and go as you always did. But during the school hours, when school is in session, it provides a second set of doors that then funnels all visitors through the offices. They have to go, they can't proceed past the foyer
mm-hmm.
entry area, and they have to check in and report to one of the offices. And then if they're there for, say, an IEP meeting or a teacher meeting or anything like that, then absolutely, you
right.
just sign in and away you go to do your business. And we think that offers the most security for our students and our facilities.
Boy, that's for sure. And just one other thing we want to talk about, the Clara Boland School. Some news with that too, right?
Absolutely. Now, part of this, when I talk about actually improving instruction,
mm-hmm.
How we look to do that, Kevin, is, and again, I can't stress enough that our kids and teachers are getting it done. We have the highest scores around. I will put our scores and our kids against anybody.
Sure.
They do an outstanding job. But we always look to improve upon where we're at, you know, and prepare our kids as best that we possibly can for life after high school. And that can mean the world of work, and it can mean college and whatever. But part of that is done through technology. Our students need to be testing regularly on computers, and it needs to be part of how they show their work, how they learn, how they gather information, and how they show what they've learned at that time. And what we look to do is bring in computers. We want to get to a one-to-one situation. And this part goes back to the bond. We probably now at this point are very close to one computer for every two students in
mm-hmm.
our district. We really want to get to a one-to-one. And that can look a lot of different ways, but what we anticipate is that in the very near future, kids may not even have textbooks that they're taking home, that everything is uploaded onto their laptop,
wow.
and they're taking it to the
yeah.
classes. That's all they have to take to go home. And it may sound very distant to some people, but many schools are already doing this. You know, when it comes to technology, across the state, the spectrum is huge, and we're more equipped than most, but behind many others when it comes to that, and they're doing it, and it's working, you know, and it's working better at some places than others, and hopefully we can learn from the people that have ventured into
sure.
this ahead of us and learn from their mistakes and their successes and hopefully make smart decisions as we do this. But I think it's certainly the way our district needs to go to best prepare our students for life after high school. That's what they'll need. Those are the skills they'll have to be lifelong learners in the future.
What I see, there's some transparency here. You know, a lot of times people see a bond proposal and they wonder where the money's going. You have mapped out exactly where it's going to be and what you're planning. And I think people have a better understanding then when they know that and they're a little more accepting of a proposal like this.
Well, thank you. That's certainly our goal,
right?
You know, as we go through. As an educator, I'm surrounded quite often with people that are very involved in the school and very school. They're positive toward the school and very proactive toward the school. And those people, it's easy for me to get information
right.
to. And they're largely, overwhelmingly in support of this. My challenge, and it's one of the reasons that I'm here today, is to try to get information to people who may not have a child in school anymore and maybe haven't been in our school in 10 years, 20 years. Maybe
yeah.
they attended here but haven't been back since and that type of thing, and that could be years ago. But to try to get information to them, because I can't stress enough that this isn't really just a school decision. This is a community decision. And it, when our schools prosper, which they're doing well, but we need to make some changes, as I said, to our facilities, mm-hmm. some upgrades to our facilities, I think. But it's an opportunity then for our entire community. When our schools do well, our businesses do well. When our businesses do well, our schools do well. And it's great for property values and things like that as well. You know, people, when we have a strong school system, it's more likely to attract people to our community when they're coming to the region.
Sure.
And I think that's very beneficial to everyone. I guess one last comment on the technology piece. It certainly will change the way students learn and how they get information and how they show what they've learned. But that piece, there's $500,000 in this bond that's set aside for technology, and that's K-12. That's not just a high school
right.
piece or a middle
okay.
school piece. I want to stress that's
yeah.
K-12, Kevin. So that'll put our district in a great situation.
Indeed. Now, we went through things pretty quickly here, Jeff. Is this information available on your website, high school website,
website? There's some on the website.
Yeah.
There's actually some websites that have popped up that are much more positive. Vote yes. The school has several restrictions and can be information
right.
only that way with what we put out, obviously. But, you know, if you've got some computer skills and some savviness to navigate, there's a Facebook page. There's another independent website that is going to be much more pro vote yes than what the school can support. But there is some general information on there. You can certainly always call the schools. The principals are very versed in this. Many of the teachers are. Many community members are too. But if you have questions specific, it's my responsibility and my role and certainly my task, and we're doing about everything we can to try to inform the community. I think this absolutely makes sense for the school and for the community. I can't emphasize that enough. So I'm really trying to share information in any way that I possibly can with it. So if you stop by central office, if I'm available, I'll certainly sit down and talk to you, answer any questions that you may have. We've presented at many civic groups as well around town,
yeah.
and there's flyers at school events and things like that. We have brochures that we can give out as well. I know we've got a big mailing going out in Tawas Topics. That'll be going out on the 17th, I believe. That's an opportunity where every box holder will receive something and give you the chance. The newspaper has been very supportive as well. The News Herald has been very supportive as well with covering this and helping also to inform the community. So that's another source that from time to time has had some excellent pieces in it for us.
Very good. He is the superintendent of Taos Area Schools, Jeff Hutchison. And Jeff, this won't be the last time we talk. We'll have you in a couple more times just to put some more clarifying facts behind the bond proposal on the November 4th ballot. But we're glad you could join us today, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for the opportunity.